For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Alumni from the Yale School of Music were well represented at the Grammys this year. In all, five graduates of the Yale School of Music were up for Grammys this year. Composer Thomas Lloyd was nominated in the Best Choral Performance category for his work Bonhoeffer. Yale alumnus and faculty composer Christopher Theofanidis also received a Grammy nomination for his bassoon concerto, which was recorded by another Yale alum, bassoonist Martin Kuskman, with the Northwest Symphonia. But it was composer Michael Dougherty who was the big winner of the night, taking home three Grammys, including Best Contemporary Classical Composition for Tales of Hemingway, a work for cello and orchestra commissioned and recorded by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Dougherty, who earned his master's and doctorate at Yale School of Music, says he chose the cello as the solo instrument in this work because Hemingway himself played the cello in his youth. He says the orchestra was the perfect way to depict the writer's extraordinary life.
Hemingway was always at the right place at the right time. He was in Paris in the 1920s, the lost generation, as they were called, with Gertrude Stein, James Joyce, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and other writers. He was an ambulance driver in the First World War who was injured. He was a boxer. He was a fisherman. He hunted in Africa.
Each movement of Tales of Hemingway is named after well-known works by the writer, the short story Big Two-Hearted River, and the novels The Old Man and the Sea, The Sun Also Rises, and For Whom the Bell Tolls, Hemingway's 1940 work set during the brutality of the Spanish Civil War.
So the second movement really is music of war, and the cello plays these incredible double stops, and it's a march, really. And at the end, you're going to hear a chime. The chimes do this big crescendo, which reminds us of that famous line from the end of the book.
On the classical music CD review website, Music Web International, critic Nick Bernard credits Tales of Hemingway for, quote, ear-tickling orchestrations rich in percussion and color, and for weaving a compelling and impressive narrative for the cellist. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.